from the Nesiva Shalom that doesn't connect with our parasha, but it connects beautifully with another piece of from the Divrei Yecheskel. There's a machlekus over here in the Gemara Shabbos, a very well-known machlekus, the Chof Aleph and Beis, in the sugya, in a discussion of the mitzvah of Chanukah. The Gemara says over here, Tzon Rabbanon, mitzvahs Chanukah, the Chof Aleph and Beis, mitzvahs Chanukah, ner ish ubeisui. Everyone's got to have a ner ish ubeisui. Everyone in his own home has got to have a ner. In other words, there's an obligation for each household to have it. V'mahadrin ner l'chol echo v'echod. And each v'mahadrin, there's people in mahadrin have a ner for each one. V'mahadrin min mahadrin, there's people v'mahadrin min mahadrin. In other words, the ikadin, one menorah for the whole home. The mahadrin, each person lights one candle the entire Chanukah. Mahadrin min mahadrin, there's machlekus beisham esil. Beisham o imrim, beisham esay, yoim rishu madlik shmoino. On the first day you light eight. Mekan ve'eleich, poiches v'hoileich. From that time on, you go down. Eight, seven, six, five, you go down. Ubeisil oim, beisil say, no, yoim rishu madlik achas. The first day you light one. Mekan ve'eleich, on that time moisif v'hoileich, you go on and on until you reach eight. So it's a very interesting machlekus. Beisham Esil, what's it based on? So the Gemara gives two different explanations. One of the explanations Gemara says is that it's Tam de Beisham Eknegat Pori HaChag. Like the Pori HaChag, the Purim that we bring on Sukkos. If you look in it's very interesting Kiryas HaTorah, the Kiryas HaTorah would have 70 Purim, it goes down and down until you get less and less during the days of Sukkos, during the Chol HaMoed, it goes down and down. And therefore, so too, the Neres Chanukah, you start off with 8, and you go down until 1. Beis Hillel say, we have a principle, we have L'chol HaTorah Kula, of Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Meridin. You go up in Kedusha, you don't go down, you always increase in Kedusha, don't go down, and therefore to start off with 8, the next day to do 7, would go against this principle, and therefore you start off with 1, and you go with 2. Obviously, both of these have to be understood. The Beis Hillel is a principle that we have the whole way through the Torah, we can understand, that's quite straightforward. But what's the principle behind Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai say you go down? In fact, he's going against a traditional principle. The default position is Malin B'Kodesh. Why does he go against that? Why does he say you go down?
In Sukkos they go down.
Yeah. Okay, so connected to Sukkos.
So maybe Sukkos is...
For sure. So what's the deal behind Sukkos? True. So therefore, all we've done is we've just shifted the question to Sukkos. Why in Sukkos do you go down? But fine. Absolutely right that we connect by Sukkos the Korbanos, you have many ones. One, you go down and down the amount of Korbanos. Fine. So Beis Shammai has found something of where you go down and he connected to that. You're going against Malin B'Kodesh. What's the deal behind that?
I'm
sorry?
The Dorot would go down each generation. We started at Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
And we're left. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, you read us Hadoros. Yeah, but we're celebrating over here a mitzvah. We're celebrating an Er Chanukah. For sure there's lower generations, but that's how we celebrate the Ner of Mahadrim and Mahadrim, to go down and down. So very briefly, this is a very, very deep interesting concept. There is a principle of Sur Mira Vasei Toiv. Sur Mira Vasei Toiv is a principle of leave behind, repair the bad, and then build up on the good. Sur Mira, leave behind the bad, Vasei Toiv. And it's very difficult to do the Asei Toiv without the Sur Mira. The Gemara brings this like a discussion of Toivel v'Sheretz Biyodi. A person goes into the mikveh to become Tomei, to come Tohir from Tumah Sheretz, and he's still holding on to the Sheretz. So you've got to get rid of the Sheretz, you've got to get rid of that. Yeah, Sur Mira, and then Asei Toiv, you've got to get rid of the bad and then do the good. And a person goes through treatment, Rachmana Islam, for an illness. Right? They try and kill the bad stuff and then they try and build up the new ones. You can't start doing that with that. That's a Sur Mira of Asei Toiv. There is, though, a shitta that it's very difficult to do a surmi because a person can reach levels of despair. A person can be so wallowing in his self-pity of surmi ra, he may never reach the stages of vasei toiv. And therefore, there's many shittas that say surmi ra how? By vasei toiv. Surmi ra, but how do surmi ra? Asei toiv, work on the asei toiv, work on the positive, work on who you are, work on the doing the mitzvahs. Don't wallow in charotah and aziva sachet. Do mitzvahs and maybe you'll pull yourself up. This was, by the way, the machlekus between Yaakov and Yosef. Do we work on the Sur Mira? Do we work on the Asei Toiv? This week's parasha, in Parashas Miketz, Yosef called his children two names. One is Menashe, one Ephraim. Yeah, two children, Menashe and Ephraim. What's Menashe? Menashe is Kinoshani Lekimis Kalamoli Ves Kolbeis Ovi. I've forgotten all the bad that happened in my father's home and all the terrible things that my brothers did to me. I left that behind. That's a Sur Mirah. His second child, Veshem Asheni Korah Ephraim. The second child he called Ephraim. Ki Ephrani Lekim Beresana Kal Shmorach has made me fruitful in this place. In other words, it's a Sur Mirah and then I say Toiv. Later on, in Parshas Vayechi, the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shin of Erov, explains that that was Machlekes with Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov says, very nice Yosef, your Mahalach is Sur Mirah and I say Toiv. I'm telling you, no, I want Ephraim before Menashe. I believe that you should work on the Ephraim, you should work on the Asay Toiv before you work on the Sur Mirah. You know, or work combined. And therefore, that was Machlekes. Yaakov and Yosef was a Machlekes of Sur Mirah, first Ephraim, then Menashe, or no? Sorry, first of Menashe, then Ephraim, that's the Shitta of Yosef, of Sur Mirah and Asay Toiv. And Yaakov's Shitta was, no, it's very difficult to do that for regular people. Perhaps for you, Yosef, that's the right Mahalach, but for regular people, it's very hard. And therefore, for future generations, we'll first work on Ephraim, then work on Menashe. There are two elements in Chanukah. There was an element of getting rid of the terrible influence of Yavon. Yavon was a culture, the Greek culture was such that it was a very attractive culture to the Jewish people. It was something that was used with intellect, it was used in the body in a way that was in a spiritual way. It was a very, these people were very, very bright. It was a very deep, deep rooted philosophy of the Greek culture that Jews were being sucked into en masse. And to go against that culture and not be sucked into it, to completely be eradicated by that, which many cultural generations of people were completely sucked into it, was a fight that the Jewish people were willing to fight, and that's what the Maccabim fought against the Yavonim. That was a Sur Mirah. There was an element there of getting rid of that culture, getting rid of that bad influence, and fighting, literally fighting, going out and making a war against these people, however difficult, however dangerous it was. That's a Sur Mirah. On the other hand, on Chanukah, there's another very fantastic element, and that was the nes of the Pach HaShemen. The Pach HaShemen is the element of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just let them win over their enemies of the Sur Mirah, but he brought light into the house through Derech Nes. He brought the Shefa of Kedusha. The light was lit, the home was lit up with a miracle of Nes, of pure Shemen, that lit up Derech Nes in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Sur Mirah was to get rid of the Yavonim, and the Asay Toiv was the element of the Nes Pach HaShemen. The Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sillel was, what do we focus on? On Chanukah, what's the Ikar Nes? Do we focus on the Sur Mirah and we get rid of the bad? And therefore, all you focus on the Asay Toiv of going of Nes. Poshut, that's the Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sillel. B'Sham I held that it's the Sur Mirah, you're getting rid of the bad. And as you get rid of bad, the first day starts with a lot of bad. And you purify, you get rid of day by day. I'm sorry?
The candles represent the bad.
No, the candles are representing the Nes Chanukah. The Chazal came along.
Bad on the first day, so you need 8 candles. As it goes down.
Yes. So the first day, there's so much bad, we've got to put a lot of effort against it. The next day, we don't need that much effort because some of the bad is gone. Until there's so little bad, you're only left with one there to be able to do that. Sur Mirah. And Beisil said, no, that's not the Nes Chanukah. Nes Chanukah, of course you've got to get rid of the Yavonim. But that is our tachlis. We're out here to conquer Yavonim. The idea is to build ourselves up, to have Kedusha. So Malim B'Kodesh, first day starts off with 1, second day starts off with 2, third day is 3, and that is the gadlus of Chanukah, is of course to build ourselves up day by day with the Kedusha. So of course you need both, very nice, of course you need both, but the Shaila is, where do you focus? What is the Ikka? What is more important for us to focus on? What is more important for us to focus on? Yeah? What's more important for us to focus on? And that was Machlokes B'Sham Meisil. So too, that's why B'Sham learns from Poreh HaChag. Poreh HaChag are the Shivim Umois, the 70 nations on Sukkot, where we have an element of fighting against the influence and the tumor that these 70 nations have pushed against Klal Yisrael and trying to drill into Klal Yisrael and trying to totally eradicate Klal Yisrael with their cultures. And the first day, there's so much of it that you need a lot of it. and the next day by day we work on the tumah until we get less and less, and left we need less and less koyach in order to have the parim. That is machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel, where they learn it parim achag or where the malam mekodesh emeridim. Good point, Dr. Burke. But the ma'aser, we need a sumaran nasetoy. The Nesiv Shalom brings down, it could very likely be that the machlokes is that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is which is the start. In other words, Hillel held they've already started the sumira. Chanukah is a continuation of the year. We did the sumira by Yom Kippur, and we're working. Chanukah is a continuation. My Chanukah, the end of Chanukah is the culmination of this of the Yom Neroim, and therefore the sumira has already done. We've already done that, hopefully, by Yom Kippur, and now is the man of Aseh Tov. In both cases, the focus of this Yom Tov is a beautiful focus. There's a focus of getting rid of the bad, to getting rid of and purifying our minds, getting rid of the bad culture, and bringing in the kedusha of what it is. I just the levai yesterday by Aaron Leib Steiman, the godless of this man was the ability to completely eradicate all the sheker, and the mele you're left with a kli that was so pure. Yeah, he's ready to get rid of all the shek. You go into his house wasn't decorated for 30 years, he's sitting on his bed with a broken chair. Yeah, he just got rid of any gashmias in this world, and then he built up on the ruchnias. And I believe that is what a candle does. If you look, that the menorah is such that you have a beautiful menorah, a beautiful silver menorah. Yeah, but we ignore that menorah itself is nothing, and not yetzer with the menorah. You've got to take a candle, and that candle, that ner, you can't even have an off from. So with all the gashmis around it, there's a ner, and that ner, that candle, you can't enjoy the light. You're not allowed to see it. To take the much gashmis and use the ruchnius, use it for the. You enjoy look. Yeah, yeah, the enjoyment is mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. Yeah, that's not that physical hanor. That's a spiritual hanor. So that's our seitoi. That's a sumerana seitoi. We should be zoichem ezeshem to get the ner of Chanukah inside us. Get rid of the bad influences and to grow and to shine like the Torah wants us to, and how the Jew can. Go ahead.